back.
All right, here we go. I want to illustrate why you can't let your success mess up your press. Now, I was trying to draw, it really looks worse now, but I was trying to draw what's called a bell curve. Okay. Y'all remember a bell curve from school?
Yes.
Bell curve, you know, so I don't quite get it, but you know, it's kind of like that. In a bell curve, I want to use a bell curve to kind of illustrate what Paul is saying to us as individuals and to us as a church. Amen. Using the bell curve. Now, you can use this in so many ways. When I was working, preparing this sermon, because you can apply it to so many different areas. I was convicted, amen, as I was preparing, because he was speaking to me mostly in a family way. He said, Pastor, in your family. In the way you treat your wife, in your marriage, you got to be careful. Because this is what happens to us. This is what happens to us. We start out, and God gives us a little prosperity. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me if I'm spelling something wrong. Because sometimes I don't. What am I missing? That looks pretty decent. But y'all know I'm talking about prosperity. Right. Also known as success. All right. That's on the up one. You're going up.
All right.
When you're being successful, you're going up.
All right.
You're going up. So this is for marriage. You can apply this to marriage, to business, to yourself as an employee, to organizational. If you're an entrepreneur, you can apply this principle to so many places. When you get prosperity, and God has allowed you some success. God has allowed us some success as a corporate body or as a church. God has allowed Bethesda to have some success.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
But success can be dangerous. What often happens when we experience prosperity? Then when we get to the top of the hill, we get complacent. Mm-hmm. You get complacent.
Amen.
You know you did pretty good. Yeah. Amen. You even come to some pretty nice church. God gave you some victories.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're feeling pretty good. Sometimes this happens with athletic teams.
Right.
You get successful. And then you get complacent because you celebrate your success too long.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all with me?
My Lord.
You won 20 years ago, but you're still looking back, saying, "No, we did win 3 Super Bowls." Oh, I wish I had a witness. I know I ain't gonna get no help.
Yeah.
you living on your past.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Success. Now, a great thing. I'm gonna give this to him. I give this. Y'all know this team, not a team I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
But you got to give credit to whom credit is due. You know the Patriots. The Patriots always win a Super Bowl. Because the Patriots will never let anybody, any player on their team, they will not kick you if you are complacent. Y'all don't hear me. I don't care how many off Star games you've been in, all pro, how many Pro Bowls you've been in, what your stat was yesterday. If you get complacent today and try to live on what you did
yesterday,
you're going to get cut and replaced. your name is. Amen. When you get complacent, you cannot stay on patriot. Because he will find somebody, and a lot of times it's somebody that's not even known to take your place.
Right. Wow.
Because he won't tolerate complacence.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why won't he tolerate complacency? Because complacency will lead you to be a casual. Complacency will make you a casualty. Hope I've been. Complacency will cause you to be a casualty. Complacency, if a church try to live on things that they did a while back, that complacency will cause them to be a casualty. That's why sometimes you pass by these buildings and they don't long.
Lord have mercy.
Because they got complacent. And they were in decline.
Lord have mercy.
Team that get complacent going to be in decline. My brother, God, you're complacent in marriage. That's why you're married.
Rachel.
Sometimes he'll show you you're on a decline. You because you got too complacent. You got too comfortable. You comfortable in your mid. And you lost the specialness of it. I wish I had a witness in there. And sometimes we do that same thing in church. Yes, I thank God for the facility that we in. I thank God for all the things we have done in the past. Yeah. But God, I seem like God is asking us, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah. Yeah. Reach up.
Wow. So, and even some of the things that we used to do well, we've kind of slacked off.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Kind of slacked off. We're living on our old successes.
My.
Sometimes couples fail because they've been successful in the past. And because they're successful in the past, they got comfortable in the way they were doing things. And they refused to change, but they enjoyed the way they've been doing things. And sometimes, amen, y'all enjoy something. We'll get to enjoying stuff, get comfortable with stuff. And we will not move forward no matter how much God tells us to move forward. Because like I said, faith has messed up our bricks.
Yeah.
It won't stay where we are. That's a good idea, but I like where I am.
Oh, Lord.
I like our church the way it is now.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want to try nothing risky.
Jesus.
I want to stay safe. We got two. Two nines. Dressing room. For baptism candidates. Y'all just believe around there for the slur door. You ain't never been back. But how many baptism candidates? See, I put two back there because I expected.
Yes.
All right.
I expected something to happen.
Yeah.
I expected us to have a lot of baptisms.
Yeah.
But my expectation was that we would not just live off our past success. There's no reason why we should have way more baptisms than we have. But we think about the victories that he gave us. Yes, we're able to make budget. A lot of times have money left over. We're doing that pretty good. I'm glad because y'all are generous. And we got great managers of what we have, man. People of integrity. Yes, a lot of the things we're doing with outreach. A lot of the things God has blessed us with. But I'm trying to say, we cannot become complacent.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen.
Let's keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Because when we become complacent, we become a cash.
Yeah.
In this big pretty building. Yeah. Empty. So why we got?
One more.
Complacent.
I can't move.
I won't stay where I am. You know? General Motors got the place, and why it had to be bailed out.
Right.
Amen. You gotta keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Now problem is. When we get out, this whole place right here becomes our comfort zone. Everything below that line we're comfortable with. We just pass there the way we comfortable. We don't want to change.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, we got to change, Lord. We got to change.
Yes,
because if we don't change, we're going down. We're going to decline. We got to change in order to keep going up. But we said, Pastor, all this is our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And God said, I need you to leave your comfort zone. So you can get up here to your chosen zone. Chosen is the word that's translated in the verse that we're always quoting, said without a vision. Vision is chosen. Sometimes it's spelled C-A-Z-O-N. That's a vision. That's why God put you here. That's the vision God had for you when he created you. That's the vision that God had for us individually. He had vision for us individually. And he had vision for us corporately.
Yeah,
it's
true.
So it says without a chosen, you become a cash. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here somewhere.
Yeah.
If you don't have a cut zone, you're going to become a casualty. If you don't get into this zone, out of your comfort zone to your...
Amen.
Get out of your comfort zone and get into your cut zone doing that you were created for. If you don't do that, you will find yourself a casualty. I don't want us to be
casualties.
Amen. We've invested too much of our lives already. Why do we want to stay in it? He said, something I'm going to ask y'all, I'm trying to tell you, but something I'm going to start asking y'all that y'all going to be uncomfortable with. See, one thing that happened that God want to get us to is sharing Christ with others. You want to share Christ with others. Now I'm going to tell y'all what y'all coming with. We're comfortable with not sharing Christ with others, but inviting others to church.
That's real. That's real. And there's a difference.
I'm gonna invite you, man. Won't you come to our church? And you can tell how you know good things about church. Won't you come to church sometime? No, that's all right. But I need you to move forward. See, you don't not have to invite people to come to church, so you expect the leaders or the pastors or the folks at the share Christ. You need to be able to share Christ where you are. In your neighborhood, on your job, in your family, you need to share Christ with people.
Amen.
You know why I give y'all notes? Why I give them notes? I'll take the notes. So you, amen. You say, you go home and keep them notes. You say, I got to talk to this guy about Jesus. Let me see. Pastor gave us some notes on that one day.
Amen.
Or somebody on your job asked you something about the Bible. You ought to be, minutes notes, you ought to have some notes now. I can't tell you now, but I got that at home.
Right.
Amen. If you got the app, you're going to have to have that. You can go to the
sermon.
You can go to the sermon. Go on and ask.
Right.
Amen. You see, I did not give y'all those notes just for you.
Right.
Because I wanted you all to be able to share Christ with others. Don't bring Pastor. I got a friend. What y'all mean y'all bring to church? Pastor, he wanna know.
Wow.
y'all know. Wow. He wanna know what he can do to accept Christ in your church.
Wow.
Why come you didn't tell
it?
How long you been in the church?
Amen.
Amen. Because then you know you got something you invited 4 or 5 times. They may not come to church, but you can tell them about Christ where they are.
Right.
Christ has called. That's your zone. That's what he called you to do. That's what he commissioned us to do. Sure. But complacency will keep you from the commission.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. He wants us to spend time. Spend time with Christ in his word and prayer. That's really the big one right there. Because he said to be with him.
That's it.
To get to know him, spend time, have time with him.
Right.
I'm not going to pray for you. I will pray with you.
Come on now.
Because you... Now, some of the young ones I might pray for.
Yeah.
But if you've been in the church about 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, don't go to me, the pastor pray for me. Say, pastor, pray. Because there come a point in time, you just can't keep feeding the baby.
Right.
You know, back when they don't get ready about 4 months, 3 months. 6 months, you know, she got the little jar was there. But now we still have to feed her. She go hungry. Unless she just had some, medical issues. Amen. Now it's time for her. She ought to have a maternity to feed herself. You, my brothers and sisters, when you were quiet for a little while, you ought to be able to pray for yourself and pray for others and pray with others. Also, you ought to be able to go to the Word of God and read the Word of God for yourself. You ought to be able to even teach somebody else the Word of God. But I think it's in Hebrew, you say, now y'all ought to be teachers. And y'all got to go back and learn the elementary things yourself. But we might be complacent because of the little prosperity we done had. Y'all ain't helping me too much. Sharing Christ. Spending time with Christ. Not only that, you need to show the love of Christ. Jesus said, by this shall they know you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. You ought to know how to love folk. See, you're there was a church, that North Grace Church. They showed up at our last mobile food pantry.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what was on them church they had. But they had like believe and belong. But the last one was important. After you believe and belong, it said be Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what we got to do.
Amen.
We got to be Jesus by loving folk like Jesus loved.
That's true.
And loving folk that can't even love us back. And loving folk that we may not even want to love. But he called us to love and to take our love to the most, the places, and the places that need love the most are often the places that cannot love you back.
Oh, yeah.
He called us to be Jesus.
Yeah.
He called us to be Jesus more than he called us to be in church.
Yes, sir.
It's true. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You better than you met.
Yes, sir.
If all your being Jesus in that church.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on now.
He wants you to be salt and be light in the community. Lashes in. Sharing Christ, spending time with Christ, showing the love of Christ, and then lastly, sacrificing for Christ.
Yeah.
That's taking up the cross, because the cross is a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Everything y'all said, what can I give up to Christ for you, for the example of your kingdom?
Lord have mercy.
I want to watch this show. But God, what can I give up my shoulder today in order to advance your kingdom?
All right.
I give up said the grocery store would be a blessing to them.
All
right. Second, I fast.
Yeah.
I spend more time in prayer.
Yeah.
What have you given up with?
Because
when you get complacent, you ain't worried about what you can give. You worry about, oh, I'm just want to enjoy them.
What a mercy.
We need more baptism. You know what I'm saying? We need more work in the community. There's no time now. Because he's given us a few things for us to just say, good. We done enough. Mm-hmm. We can just not go to church on Sunday. Just the pastor a bit, just the choir a little bit. That'd be it. God be pleased with us, no? There's so much. You know how many lost folk it is in Manhattan, in Coolidge, Rose Bay, Key, Fairfield, Worthing. You know how many folk that need Jesus? How many folk that need disciples? Amen. And first generation, I put myself in the fourth generation. We've been out here a long time. Now it's time, first generation, to finish the book. You need to get you. You need to put what you learn in action. There ought to be plenty. Damn it. There ought to be a setting. You ought to be working. I ought to always be hearing about, amen, those two or three or four that you got in your group that you've been discipling and mentoring.
Amen.
Amen.
It's going to take you out of your comfort zone. Because you ain't never did it before. And you may not be perfect at it. But at least give it a try.
Amen. Amen.
Cause on. Don't let your success mess up your praise. I gotta close y'all in a few minutes. Because you know we gotta get on the road. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Turn it over, huh? Because I'm waiting for you to hear it. I need to hear it in the community, what we're doing. And I need to see, amen, the advancement. Not only, I'm talking about that, we all need to see that advancement. What more can we do for Christ? Who else can we? We need to see it. We want to keep on growing. Keep on growing. Don't let your success mess up your quest. Now, give me this a second, because I want to get, I'm trying to get this point over. So I've asked a couple of our members to come.
All right.
We're going to do a little illustration.
All right.
Lord help us. Amen. Oh, come on. I'm ready. I got it all cleared out for y'all. Now y'all got to use y'all imagination. What did y'all say y'all got to use?
Imagination.
Wait a minute. Don't do nothing until I get ready.
Yes, sir.
Please, no. Y'all got to use y'all. Imagination. All right. Carl, I think you need to go on this side. Turn it around. All right, here we go. Y'all got to use y'all imagination. There's a movie called Love and Basketball.
All right.
Might be really called Love and Basketball.
Right.
It's called Love and Basketball. And that's what I'm going to bring in the video. But then because Love. When you bring a video, sometimes people might hit the wrong button or the wrong scene.
Right.
We don't want to have to turn out the church. You know what I mean? So I had these two right here. Amen. That helped me. I'm going to kind of narrate it. And they're going to give you the scene. Because this is the scene. There's a character, a Amana, who's in love back. She's at USC. Amen. USC is going to come and play for them. It's like one of the very few scrimmages that they have. Man, she's been recruited to USC. She's at USC now. Carlin, who played Amana, of course.
Right.
In the movie, it's played by Shanae Clayton. Amen. Snap. Amaya is going to be Sydney. Sydney is the first string point guard now. The one that sooner or later Monica is going to replace. Yeah. Amen. Sydney's kind of mean in a way. Amen. because you know she's a, you know she's a baller. She's an intense baller. All right. So they had prayer. They had prayer. All right, Monica, come on down here. And Monica, they yeah, you come on down. So Monica comes, you know, come on back. All right, right there. You're coming down the court, Monica. Dribble now. Monica's dribbling down the court. All right, sitting on Monica's coming down the court. She's coming down the court. Monica's behind the 3-point line. And I send it off, but Monica stopped, and Monica shoots behind the 3-point line, and it's 3 points. So now, what? Oh, right here. This is what you got to see. When Monica hit those 3 points, she did a little pose. She celebrated her. She celebrated her when she wanted everybody to see. It was me to hit her. I don't want y'all to be mistaken. It was me to hit the 3 points. So she's holding up in her pole. But then, they got the rebound, they throw it in, and Sydney goes down. Monica's been in her pole.
Yeah.
And Sydney makes a layup. All right. Y'all get it? Y'all see that? Thank y'all, Monica. Thank y'all. Stay right there. Now, listen. Because Monica messed up and allowed the layup, the coach said, you just lead, you get on the sideline, and you do that the whole practice.
The teacher,
you get out of that coach. Now, wait a minute. The problem was, come on back, sit. When Sydney was down here, you can let it down just a little bit, man. When Sydney was down here, they were in a press.
They
were in a press. And when a press, the thing about a press, you're trying to force a turnover.
Yeah. All right.
And then you put a lot of pressure on the enemy to force a turnover because you want the turnover.
All right.
But the problem is when there's a player that's not present in the press.
Yeah.
The press lays down, and the worst thing that can ever happen when you're in the press is give up a layup.
Yep, a
layup. The thing you don't want to do is to give up
a layup.
You don't want to give up an easy shot because the press is full of black pressure.
Yeah. All right.
But because she was. Because of her success. y'all hear me? Because of her success. It messed up the I wish I had and allowed the other team to score. Don't you know your success can mess up the press?
Yes, sir.
You say sometimes when your success messes up the press, it allows the enemy to score at the other end. Now, it allows the enemy to score at the other end.
My God.
Why? How again? Because your pose put you on pause while the enemy is still on play. Your pose got you on pause while the enemy is still on play.
Yeah.
So you trying to pose. You know what a pose is? Pose. The pose is a residue from your past success.
Yeah.
That success is over.
Yeah.
And you still posing from your past.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But Santa, we don't want to be just posing
from
our past success while the enemy is on play.
Yeah.
Oh, with your hands, we might.
Yeah.
Amen. Because our posing is a pause.
Yes, right. Right.
We done paused, and he's still on play.
Yes, sir.
We don't have time to be paused while the enemy's still on play.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. It takes us out the game.
Yes, sir.
Right. You know I'm getting
tired. You get tired of posing.
That's real.
You want to get tired of being in a church that's posing.
Yes,
amen. Posing. Worry about it. Your old success. That's why Paul said, forgetting those things that. Ain't that what he said? I'm going to forget those things. Satan would take me out of the play and take me out of the breath.
Oh my. Do not get comfortable.
Yes. He's going.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Oh.
Hallelujah. He'll take you out. Yeah, but she is still working. She ain't working. All right. Well, I know what you're saying. You are holding me where you can, but you're going to fall out. Amen. But you know what happened? You know why she, I told you why she left it up there? Because she was trying to impress.
Come on.
The problem is when you're trying to impress, because you're trying to impress, you don't impact.
Right.
Because you're trying to get everybody to look at you. Trying to be in the spotlight. Y'all never want more spotlight on you than spotlight that's in you.
Right. Amen.
Y'all don't want no more light on you than the light that's in you.
Amen.
All right. I got to close this thing out. Time to get on the road.
Y'all want to say what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But because she pulled, she went on hard, and the enemy was still on
play.
And while she was impressing, she lost the impact.
Yeah.
I got one more thing I want to say. I'm going to close it down. When you don't pray, you can sit down. When you don't press, you settle for less.
What you say?
Because you don't press. That's what I tell y'all.
Okay.
The press is put so much pressure on the opponent. See, most times, if you watch the NBA, the NBA kind of laughs at this. There ain't too much pressure in it. College game and high school game have more press. In the NBA, you know that half court line? Mm-hmm. And most times, players, they just come down easy, take the time, get over the line. Then once they get over the line, start doing what they have to do. Amen. But we don't want to give the devil all that.
No.
We want to be on the devil.
Woo. Man to man.
We want a full court.
Come on, man.
When they trying to take out.
You didn't grill.
Not on my family.
Come on.
You're not going to take it out on her.
Come on, bro.
You're not going to take that what you're doing in the brain. You're not going to take it out on my church.
Yeah.
When you get it on safe, you're not going to take it out on my community.
Yeah. That's real.
You're trying to track it.
Right.
And for the turnover.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
And see, the thing about it is the devil ain't got no hands.
None at all. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
The enemy ain't got no hands.
None.
I mean, he ain't got no ball handles.
None.
He ain't got no hands. What do you mean the enemy ain't got no hands? Because I heard the Lord say, great is he that's in you.
Yeah.
That he is in the world.
Yeah.
I heard the Bible say, if God be for you, who can be against you? I heard the Bible say, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The devil can't handle us. We are more than conquerors. The devil ain't got no handle. Well, I wish I had a witness in here somewhere. He ain't got no handle.
You are mine.
Hallelujah. So when you take that, if we put that press on him, turnover. Anybody here want to get a turnover? Might be somebody on family. Turnover. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a turnover or turn the game around.
Yeah.
Might be somebody on your dog. We trying to get a turnover. Might be somebody in your community. We trying to get a turnover.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Pastor?
That's good.
Get around.
Let me show you what Jesus did. See, because sometimes you got to, amen, cross over.
Yes. Ah.
Watch your name.
You got to cross over the mid-court line in order to get a turnover. Jesus said, let's cross over. And when he crossed over the Sea of Galilee, he came to a man in a graveyard. In the territory. Had all kinds of demons in. Couldn't keep his clothes on. Sometimes you know, Because you know with they young players, and sometimes they ain't never hit a shot before.
Right. That's real.
So when they hit a shot, they be so happy.
Right.
By hitting a shot, it takes them out of the game.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it does.
I said, get out, set up a defense. The game ain't over, that's one shot.
Yeah.
Been saying we've had good shots. We've made some good shots. We made some three-pointers. We did some things that we didn't think we could do.
Yeah.
They were long shots.
Amen.
It was a long shot, some of the things we did.
Yeah.
It was a long shot. We weren't supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But because we made some long shots, like Monica made a long shot, you can't stop it, Paul, because you made some long shots.
Amen.
Trying to impress folks on your old long shots.
Yeah.
So while you doing that, the enemy got two shots.
Right.
Yeah. Easy shot. I don't ever want to make it easy on the devil.
Yeah.
But sometimes we make it easy on the devil when we keep our mouth shut.
Amen.
When we don't let our light shine.
Amen.
When we stay in our comfort zone. The devil says, oh, I can easily get half though. They don't realize that if I just get a little bit bad head coach, I can get it. Mm-hmm. I got them kind of skills. I've been playing a long time.
Amen.
I'm a veteran. Amen. Amen. All right, some musicians.